next item is Gene S. Reed, lot in a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 565.
This is a request to create a 0.49-acre lot with access from an existing 50-foot right-of-way. This was a parcel that was created prior to zoning, and it was approved as an extension to another lot. The owner's proposing to subdivide the lot back out, and the reason that we brought it before the commission is this would be the third lot having access from that easement right-of-way.
And this lot is just less than a half acre?
It was a standalone lot prior to zoning, which there was no minimum lot size. They conveyed it as an extension to another parcel, and now they want to subdivide it back out.
What's the size of the two?
0.49 acres.
And it should be three-quarters, right?
Yeah. I mean,
if you go back to the original deed, it was a standalone parcel anyway.
Parcel. And the reason we brought it back is, as I stated, it's on a 50-foot right-of-way. It would be the third parcel.
No way they couldn't create any more unless they had a public hearing.
Yeah.
Is that parcel 28? Is that about a half acre as well? It looks like the one that's, 167 by 132? 105? About the same size?
Probably close to it, a little less maybe.
And Lawrence, are they going to be able to get septic and everything they need on a half acre lot?
They meet the septic regulations, don't say three-quarter acre.
I know they don't, but I mean, as a practical matter.
Oh, you don't know until they design it. If they can't design it, then they won't do go through the steps to create it. Should be good to do a conditional approval that they get septic approval. That would take care of the problem. They can't get septic approval, they're wasting time creating.
Yeah, that's what I'm, it's very difficult now.
Oh, it is.
To get
and there's the it's going to get worse.
You have to have a secondary septic in case the first. And yeah. By the time you get that and your space from the well,
it actually looks bigger. Looks bigger than the lot in front of it.
Kind of.
Whatever. Lot in front of it's already established, right?
Yeah, well, this one was too. Yeah. One done.
I'm just pointing out, even if we say yes, they may not be able to. So.
Which one's it coming off of? The one on the road or the one in the back? In other words,
it's coming off the one in the back of the machine. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if they, I know, taking out for a second the question or the issue that it was originally plotted that way, assuming it wasn't, and this was somebody coming in today, would they be able to get it? As I say,
without a variance.
Right, that's what I thought. I mean, because they sort of, I mean, there's a question whether they void it out, they combined it and eliminated that lot line.
We get it quite a bit. Probably the best example would be Bay Vista. Bay Vista
right.
was on septic systems, and their lots were 25 footers.
Right.
But they bought 2 and 3 and 4 lots. So now they come back and take their 4 and split it into 2, combine 2 lots together. So they got 2 50-foot lots, and they're still legal because they were previously a subdivision record.
Yeah, and this one was previously a subdivision record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Bay Vista, would they have typically been holding tanks because they were seasonal use?
They were probably septics, probably cesspools in some cases, because they were in the 40s or 50s
okay.
originally. But they were 25-foot lots, so they bought combined lots.
Yeah.
Then they split them back out when SOAR came in, and now they've got 50-footers. So the board's had quite a few variances in Bay Vista because the lots are only 50-foot, because they had a house there, and they wanted to be closer to the new divide line, so it had that variance. So that's just a quick example.
So it's relating back to the original subdivision that predated zoning.
Yeah, in that case, it is.
Yeah.
That's easier to explain, but then this is, because
you're
talking about an addition of standalone that became an addition, now they want to stand alone again. But their deed, because their deed's there, and it would go back to that 4,900 of an acre.
Yeah.
Then Denrec was still considered as a non-conforming.
Yeah.
And may, if they can make it work, get a septic.
And it's going back to the same dimensions. Yeah, okay.
What the heck?
Well, Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Gene S. Reed to create a lot on 50-foot right-of-way, Road 365, my motion is for
approval as submitted. Put something about septic, just approval as submitted.
I think I gotta do it. Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve a lot on a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 565 for Gene S. Reed as submitted by the applicant. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.